This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, recorded by Gumbo Yaya. As the conflict goes into its fourth day, Israel launches more airstrikes against targets in Lebanon. Israel has also given Syria a 72-hour ultimatum to stop the Hezbollah attacks that continue to injure civilians in northern Israel and release the soldiers they claim were kidnapped. Hezbollah has fired two Silkworm C-802 missiles targeted at an Israeli warship, INS Hanit, in Lebanese waters near Beirut Friday. The first rocket missed and the second hit the helicopter deck. Four Israeli sailors were reported missing, one confirmed dead as the ship caught fire. The ship has since been towed back to Israeli seaports. An Israeli missile incinerated the occupants of a van near the southern port of Tyre, killing 17 people, among whom 8 were children, and wounding 6 others. Police said the vehicle the Israelis destroyed was carrying refugees fleeing the village of Mawahin after Israel warned them via a loudspeaker announcement. Some sought shelter at a Ghanaian UN position, were turned away and then went back to the village. They were attacked as they fled for the second time. Early on Saturday, more rockets were fired toward Israeli warships. According to the Israeli military, the rockets missed and hit an Egyptian merchant ship. Areas in northern Israel have been under heavy shelling the entire night. For the first time in the conflict, Hezbollah have fired 12 new Fajr 5 rockets, which hit the towns of Tiberias and Carmiel. 12 people were wounded in Tiberias and over 60 in northern Israel, with heavy damage to property and houses. A list of civilian locations that have been hit by Hezbollah so far include the city of Haifa, Nahariya, Tiberias, Carmiel, Rosh Pina, Safed, Kiryat Shmona, and smaller towns including Maalot, Meron, Kabri, Shavision, Hofish, Elkosh, Zuriel, Oshrot, and others. So far, a dozen Israeli soldiers and 4 civilians were killed and many dozens wounded. Meanwhile, at least 29 Lebanese civilians were killed in Israeli airstrikes. According to witnesses, Israeli planes fired 4 rockets at the Masnar crossing point between the Lebanese outpost and the 1st Syrian Army position on the Beirut-Damascus road. A multi-story building in Beirut, where Hezbollah has its main office, was leveled by Israel, as were roads, bridges and petrol stations in north, east and south Lebanon, killing 12 people and wounding 32. Israel's campaign against Hezbollah in Lebanon has so far resulted in the death of 96 people, all but 3 of whom were civilians. Israeli actions such as blockading Lebanese ports and targeting Beirut's Rafik Hariri International Airport have also resulted in the losses for the latter country's economy. The Israeli army said that it had struck about 150 targets so far, less than 12 of which, according to Reuters, were directly connected with Hezbollah. Israeli ultimatum. Israel has reportedly given Syria a 72-hour ultimatum to stop Hezbollah's activity and bring about the release of kidnapped IDF troops. Israel stated that if such a situation did not come about, they may attack targets within Syria. Timeline. This is the fourth day of violence after July 11th, when Hezbollah attacked Israeli army patrols and captured 2 Israeli soldiers in a mission Hezbollah called Two-Throw Promise. Israel later confirmed the soldiers were kidnapped and then began a mission Israel called Operation Just Reward. On July 12th, Israel set up a blockade of Lebanon and attacked Beirut International Airport and other areas in Lebanon, while Hezbollah fired rockets into northern Israel. The scenes repeated themselves the coming days. On July 15th, Israel commenced airstrikes on central Beirut, the Lebanese capital. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israel is continuing its offensive in the Gaza Strip against Hamas after a soldier named Gilad Shalit was kidnapped in a raid June 2006. Despite the Israeli offensive, some Palestinians who Israel called terrorists and whom Palestinians consider freedom fighters fired Qassam rockets from Gaza Strip into Israel, landing mainly in the town Shedarot, as they had since the withdrawal of Israel forces from Gaza in 2005 and before that as well. You can find this article and others at wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.